Hey everyone, I'm Clark Rehrig. I'm a PM at Microsoft working on the Windows AI platform. And I'm super excited to talk to you about some new investments we've made inside of WSL. And it's bringing GPU acceleration focused on ML workloads. And this has been a super exciting thing to engage on and understand your feedback, as this has been the number one request from WSL users since WSL was first released. And we really got to dig in and understand what you all wanted in terms of GPU acceleration. And it was really to focus on the machine learning workflows that you all use. What is machine learning? Machine learning is an area of computer science focused on defining algorithms that can help make predictions or infer on particular problems. So take, for example, you want to identify a cat in an image. You can actually train a machine learning model to identify that there's a cat in an image or that there isn't one, and use that to add intelligence to a given application or service. What is GPU acceleration and how does it apply to machine learning? GPUs are really good at parallelizing mathematical computations. And so they're really good when you're in your model training stage to, you know, define the algorithm and do the actual training with a data set to develop some model, like in the example I was talking about with identifying a cat. And GPUs, because GPUs can actually do all this parallel computation, they're actually super useful when developing deep learning models like convolutional neural nets or recurrent neural nets. And so they're a very key part of any developer's machine learning workflow. You might be asking yourself, can I actually run my full ML workflow inside of WSL with GPU acceleration? And now, with the preview we released, you can. If you're an existing professional, you can now use CUDA, NVIDIA's CUDA, inside your workflow just as you would on native Linux. And if you're a student or beginner, you can actually try out our TensorFlow with DirectML preview package to leverage the existing hardware you already have. If you're an existing professional, like a data scientist or ML engineer, you're probably asking, how can I leverage NVIDIA's CUDA inside of WSL? And so as we talked with many of you out there, we came to understand that you wanted to use your existing workflows just as you do on native Linux. And so we've collaborated closely with NVIDIA to expose CUDA inside of WSL and make sure that all your existing workflows work exactly as you expect, including things like NVIDIA's toolkit and making sure that Docker containers work and are well supported inside the WSL environment. I'm sure many of you are excited to learn how to get set up. So you can follow along at the short URL, aka.ms/GPU in WSL docs. And let's get things going. The first thing that you'll want to do is you're going to want to make sure that you're registered for the Windows Insider dev channel preview builds. And so this machine, I already have registered on those. So good to go there. Just make sure you're on a build number greater than 20150. The next thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to go and install NVIDIA's CUDA-enabled preview driver. All right, so you can get the preview driver from NVIDIA's site by coming right here and saying, get the CUDA preview driver. And for this particular system, I need the Quadro version. So I'm gonna go ahead and hit download on that. Now that we have that downloaded, I'm gonna go ahead and install the driver here. So just going to go ahead and agree and continue here. In this case, I'm just going to run the express install, but you can also do the custom install if that suits your fancy. So now that we have the driver installed, we can go ahead and jump into getting things set up inside WSL. So I've also already set this machine up with WSL 2 and an Ubuntu instance. If you're looking for guidance on how to get set up, definitely check out the WSL 2 docs or the previous episode of Tabs vs. Spaces talking about WSL 2. All right, so now I'm gonna go ahead and jump back over to my web browser here and pull up the developer docs for getting set up with the CUDA toolkit. So the first thing I'm gonna go ahead and do is I'm gonna go ahead and copy this command here, and all of these you're gonna wanna do in an elevated prompt. So I'm just gonna go ahead and launch into root here and then paste the first command. And so this is the necessary setup to actually get the appropriate version of the CUDA toolkit installed. So I'm just gonna run through these commands here. So now I'm gonna actually go ahead and kick off the install of the CUDA toolkit. Now that the CUDA toolkit is installed, we can actually make sure everything's working as we expect by going ahead and navigating to one of the samples that was installed. So I'm just gonna go ahead and change directories into this example and just really quickly build it here. Should just take a moment to get that built out. And now I can actually go ahead and run this example and see that WSL here is actually, you know, successfully accessing the GPU on my system. So now I want to show you how to get everything set up to actually work with containers. So let's go ahead and exit out here. And I'm going to switch back to the documentation. And to get Docker to work currently, we don't have support yet for Docker Desktop. So you'll actually need to install the Docker CE distribution. And the instructions for that are right here. So I'm just going to go ahead and pull that version down. Again, just prompting here. And so now we just need to install the appropriate NVIDIA Container Toolkit support. So I'm just going to go ahead and copy these commands over from the documentation to get the right versions set up here. And I'm just gonna run apt-get update again, and then install the container toolkit. So now that we have Docker installed, I'm just gonna go ahead and make sure that the Docker service is running. And then what I'm gonna do in another instance of Ubuntu that I have running here, I'm gonna actually go ahead and take this Docker command that you find on NVIDIA's setup guide that's actually gonna launch a Jupyter Notebook backed by TensorFlow. So I'm just gonna go ahead and paste this command in here. And we have TensorFlow launching here, and it's given me this URL to go ahead and put in my browser to open up the Jupyter Notebook. I'm just going to go paste that. And one thing you're just going to want to do is change the IP address here to just say localhost. Hit enter. We should launch into the Jupyter Notebook, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with. And this particular image in the example, you know, has the TensorFlow tutorials preloaded in here. So, you know, you could, if you're just wanting to kind of do a test of something, you can just kind of run in and run your various different commands. Or I'm sure, you know, many of you already have Jupyter Notebooks that you're using or different things. And so, you know, you can just go ahead and, you know, either upload them or go ahead and create a new Jupyter Notebook and start going. If you're a beginner out there, you might be asking yourself, is there a way I can leverage my existing GPU hardware to do machine learning? And now there's an even easier way that you can with the TensorFlow with DirectML preview package. How do you get TensorFlow with DirectML set up? Let me go ahead and show you. Let's first jump over again to the docs, which again, you can find at aka.ms/gpu-in-wsl-docs. And again, on this system, I have it set up on the right Windows Insider build, and I've already gone ahead and set up WSL2. So the next thing I need to do is go and download AMD's preview driver for this particular system. So let me just switch tabs over here and go ahead and start that download. So now let me go ahead and kick this driver install off. You can definitely restart your machine. In this case, I'm just going to go ahead and keep running with the demo. So I'm going to hit finish. So now that we have the driver installed, I'm going to go ahead and launch the WSL2 setup I already did on my system here. And within WSL2, I also already installed my Python virtual environment of choice through Miniconda. Also, before showing you this demo, I went and cloned the DirectML GitHub repo, and I'm going to show you this SqueezeNet example running. And so I've actually already gone ahead and done the two setup steps, which is installing some additional Python package requirements in my virtual environment here, and also doing a little bit of data setup. So now, since I've already done all of that, I can go ahead and jump back and navigate into my DirectML sample folder here with SqueezeNet. And I can actually start training. So you can find that sample and some other samples on the DirectML GitHub repo to try them out for yourself and start leveraging the existing GPU you already have in your system with the TensorFlow with DirectML package. One of the great questions of our times, tabs versus spaces. In the ML community, a lot of folks use Python, and the suggested usage there is to use spaces in your Python scripts. And so for me, I use the tab key to actually go and insert four spaces when I'm writing a given Python script. What's next for this GPU and WSL work focused on AI workflows? We're going to be continuing to work with NVIDIA to make sure that the experience with CUDA and WSL works great, and just as you would expect on native Linux, including support for all the additional tools and NVIDIA CUDA tools that you've come to expect. And on the TensorFlow with DirectML side, we've actually open sourced the code that backs the TensorFlow with DirectML package. And so if you're interested, you can come and engage with us as we continue developing and working with the TensorFlow community to integrate the DirectML backend into TensorFlow. And if you're out there, you know, looking to learn more or looking for support, definitely check out the links on the screen. And specifically for the CUDA path, the NVIDIA Developer Forum is a really useful place to find answers to questions or ask questions. And with the TensorFlow with DirectML package, visit the DirectML GitHub repo to ask any questions or bubble up any issues you may run into. And, you know, thanks everyone for watching this episode talking about the GPU and WSL work we've been doing. Super excited to continue engaging with all of you and making more advancements. So if you want to stay in the loop on the latest and greatest, be sure to follow me on Twitter at CRerig for all the latest updates.